You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Mountain Maze, and today we have some special guests at KDNK. I am joined in the studio with three 8th grade students from Carbondale Middle School, Ashley, Grace, and Greta. We also have Amy Maze, an art teacher from Carbondale Middle School, and Cheryl Baumgartner from the Carbondale Public Arts Commission. Welcome to KDNK, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Today, we are discussing Carbondale's new circulator bus that will be unveiled this Saturday, November 12th, at Carbondale Middle School from 11 to 1. This bus has been a project between Carbondale Middle School, the Carbondale Public Arts Commission, and the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority. Our guests will tell us more about the circulator and how each group has been involved. Cheryl, let's start with you. Tell us how this bus project began.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us here. We'd love to be here, and we'd love to talk about art and our community. If the beginning of it was sort of serendipitous, Ashley Todi, the former chairman of Carbondale Public Arts Commission, and Kenny Osher, the director of maintenance, were at a meeting, and Kenny turned to Ashley, and said to her, "Would you like to help us out with the new bus wrap that we're going to put on the circulating bus in Carbondale?" And she said, "Well, of course we would." So that began the whole beginning of the project. She brought it back to the commission. We talked about what kind of art would really be great on a circulator bus. We wanted the community to be very accepting of it. And we said, what about kids' art? So one of the commission members has had her students in Ms. May's class, and she said, "Well, I'll just call up Amy Maze to see what she thinks and see what kind of project she has going on." It just so happened. It was so wonderful. She had a wonderful project in progress, and she invited us over to look at the project, and that's how it all began.
How did Miss Maze and her students from Carbondale Middle School get involved, Cheryl?
Well, once we went over and we looked at the artwork, we fell in love with the artwork. It wasn't quite finished, but we said this would be dynamite for the circulator bus. Who could not love all of this children's artwork? They're middle schoolers. They aren't children anymore. We got approval for that, and we told Ms. Maze, and she announced it to her students.
Ms. Maze, tell us about the process that took place in your CMS art studio.
Yes, I'd love to read a little piece I created to incorporate into the RAFTA's press release, so here we go. We involved 130 artists, 5th through 8th grade, ages 10 to 14, in an art project creating humanized pet portraits with personality. Each young artist based their initial sketch on a realistic animal. Each artist was to have a connection with their chosen animal. Artists selected animals from fox to sheep, turtles to chameleons, birds to donkeys, and just about every creature in between. Each humanized pet portrait with personality is two-dimensional, 8.5 by 11, they're close-up, forward-facing, with a portrait-like flair. Each piece is simplified in an illustrated-like manner with an animated or character-like feel. Each individual portrait is expressive with a sense of humor, as each portrait makes you smile and keeps you wondering if animals just might be a bit human on the inside. Each artist selected a specific color scheme. Every artist incorporated human-like eyes and added human accessories from clothing, hats, crowns, scarves, and even glasses, which added so much personality, character, and individualized expression. As animal drawings were finalized, artists then traced each piece of their creation into separate segments. They painted these pieces, cut them out, and then reassembled them in a layered-like manner. Fine details were then added, such as pattern to personalize. Backgrounds were then painted by the artists to either contrast or complement the animal's color scheme. This mixed media project gave each artist opportunity to experiment with pencil, liquid watercolors, watercolor pencils, permanent marker, waterproof black ink, and even a few paper collage parts and pieces. The elements that truly create the unity for this overall project are the collaboration, community, and creativity through children that all came together. Out of the 130 pet portraits, 20 have been selected and incorporated into the wrap design for the new Carbondale Circulator. Excited to add that all the artwork created will be on exhibit at the unveiling ceremony. You'll enjoy seeing all these dressed up animals join together to take a ride around town.
Thank you. Ashley, Grace, and Greta, tell us about your experience working on the bus wrap and creating art for this project. Grace, tell us about the Carbondale Middle School art community coming together on this project.
We had so much fun creating the art projects. The community was 5th through 8th grade and started with 5th through 7th grade, so it was pretty cool to see all of the grades develop and the artwork develop throughout the grades. Over time, seeing the 8th graders and the 7th graders and the 6th graders and the 5th graders all artworks combine and mix, they just turned out beautiful and amazing.
Thank you. Ashley, can you tell us about your pet portrait, how you selected this animal, and how you created your piece?
Well, I chose to draw a German Shepherd wearing a suit and tie because of the amount of uniqueness it portrayed within my classmates. I also enjoyed the amount of design that was included into the design because I felt like it really made it pop.
Thank you. Greta, can you expand on the anticipation of this project from start to finish?
When we began this project, we had no idea that it would be on a bus or even displayed for our community. And later in the project, Ms. Mays told us that it was a possibility for our artwork to be on the Carbondale Circulator. And I thought this opportunity would be really exciting and cool to see. And for our community to see, and I'm really excited to see how it turns out.
Thank you. The unveiling takes place this Saturday, November 12th, from 11 to 1 o'clock at Carbondale Middle School. What can the community expect from the unveiling celebration, Cheryl?
Well, the celebration is going to be round the back of Carbondale Middle School in the courtyard. The characters will be covered until a given time. It starts at 11 o'clock. I think we're going to have the unveiling about 11:30. The Roaring Fork High School Jazz Band is going to be playing. We're going to serve pizza. Pizza will be available with drinks. And we're going to have a big celebration to unveil these wonderful characters on the bus. It's been a wonderful collaboration between RAFTA, Carbondale Public Arts Commission, and CMS, Miss May's students. The bus wrap company is a local company, Colorado Mountain Graphics, and they have used 3M product, the best product you can buy. So this will be a very durable bus wrap, and it should be on the bus for 3 to 4 years.
How can listeners find out more information about Saturday's unveiling?
They can go to the town website. They can go to RAFTA's website. It'll be published in the paper. An invitation is going to be published in the paper.
Yeah, I was just thinking more of the local newspapers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Social
you.
Media is going to be a big one.
Thanks. Thank you very much, everybody, for stopping by KDNK today. Does anybody have anything else to add before we sign off?
I want to say something about the graphic artist for RAFTA. She is a young lady who fell in love with this project. She wanted to make sure that each individual character was drawn out in a graphics file, so the feeling of that individual's artwork would come through, and I think she did a terrific job. They became her little friends for a few months now. And her name is Jennifer Balms. She is the graphic artist for RAFTA.
Thank you. Anything else?
The only thing I want to add is I just want to thank Cheryl Bumgardner, because I feel she really pulled this project together in all aspects. I often caught her running around town, coming to meet with us, hunting us down, and she was just a huge person to really pull this together. So I really appreciate her hard work on this.
Well, Amy, thank you very much. But I had a committee too. Lori Lindberg and Sarah Moore helped a great deal, and we were the three people that helped. That we were the three people that had the very difficult job of picking just 20 artworks to go onto the bus. So they were all so good. It was a very difficult job, but the three of us had to just bite our tongue and do what we had to do.
But I will add, you put a lot of heart and soul into children and children's art. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. My name is Mountain Mays, and I've been talking to Amy Mays, Grace, Ashley, and Greta from the Carbondale Middle School, and Cheryl Bumgardner from the Carbondale Public Arts Commission. For more information about the new Carbondale Circulator Bus and the unveiling taking place at this Saturday, November 12th, from 11 to 1 o'clock at Carbondale Middle School, visit www.rafta.com.